Good morning. I want to greet each one in Christ's name this morning. I think it was, yesterday morning, I think I got the worst call I was expecting, at least in the sub-vicinity there, as you're sitting there looking at your screen going, I do not want to answer this. But anyway, so here I am. I'm sure most of you are far more comfortable at the moment than I am, so enjoy it. So this morning, when I heard that I was going to have devotions this morning, my thoughts went to a book I read 2 weeks ago, and it actually was a financial book, but some of the stuff had really stuck out to me as far as, how the same things in business also transferred over to our spiritual life, and how often we're caught in the same pattern that that you can be there. What I want to talk about this morning is symptoms. And a symptom is more or less, just simply put, it is what you see that tells you there's a problem. And as Christians, it seems like, at least in my life, what I'm saying is not what I have together. What I'm saying is what I struggle with. So please do not look at my life and go, I'm not the model here. Try to find someone else. And a lot of times the book in business, it was saying how a lot of times there'll be multiple symptoms for one problem. You see the same thing in our spiritual lives. For each problem, there's normally multiple symptoms. And so often we get caught up addressing the symptom over and over and over and over and over, and we never deal with the core issue, and we just get in this endless cycle of addressing the symptom every time it comes around and wondering why we never have victory. And I just said something I noticed in my life, and so that's kind of what I wanted to talk about. I'm going to read a very common passage, but it was one that I thought went really well with this. So if you want to turn with me to Ephesians 6, I'm going to start in verse 10 and read through, I think, verse 19. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all to stand, stand. Stand, therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. I'm going to go ahead and stop there. But so what I was more or less looking at here was, I'm going to use kind of two analogies that just works for me. It was things that I enjoy reading about, or things that I enjoy. And the two analogies I'm going to use is the first one, just kind of make a mental picture. And this is all really simple, and we all know it. But, the first one I'm going to use is a city. So often, you look back at the Old Testament times, whatever, and they all had these walls built to defend themselves. And and that's what they would use for their defense. And if there was a hole in the wall, what I see in my Christian life, so many times I see myself standing back in the middle of the city, with my sword, and there's a hole in my wall, and I just let the soldiers come through, and I'm trying to get them once they're through. But the problem is it doesn't work that way, because they just keep coming, and they just keep coming. And what we need to be focused on is that hole in our wall. And I forget what battle it was, but and this is just something I actually thought about on my way here this morning, but I remember reading it was in the Crusades. I don't know if it's fiction or fact, but anyway, probably legend, I don't know. But there was one of the battles they were fighting, and there was three guys. There was a breach in their wall, and those guys stood there, and they fought for I don't know how many hours, but they plugged that hole. And that's what we need to be trying to do, is find the holes in our wall and be willing to stand in the gap and fight there, and not just deal with the problem after it's in. We need to try to keep it out and deal with it out there. And the other analogy that I had that what stuck out to me was in sports, and also reading this, the one verse in this that really sticks out to me was the one that talks about preparation, and so many times I feel like we don't prepare ourselves enough. And I think, I forget what, it was Coach Dungy, but I watched an interview he did, and he was talking about how much preparation they put into each and every game. And this is football. I mean, this is really has no consequence. But how much preparation you have to put in to win a game. And, and it's a lot. You prepare, and his thing was is you have to prepare enough to where when you're in the game, it's not a reaction. It's muscle memory. And I know in my life that's an area where I completely fail. I find myself reacting to what Satan does to me, not responding to it. And so I wanted to just – those were two examples of things that, to be prepared, because Satan is going to come. And then these verses here have a lot of promises in them. He doesn't promise that if we put on the armor of God that we're going to be able to stand against most – of Satan's temptations. He promises that if we put it on, and if we have the whole protection, if we have every piece of armor, we will be able to stand against all of them. And that's a tremendous promise. And just at least for me, I challenge me to look at this and go, I want to deal with the core problems. I want to make sure that I have on the whole armor. I want to make sure I don't have any holes in my wall. And just to continue to grow and no one's going to be perfect. We're all going to fail, but to not let ourselves get in a repetition of just an endless cycle of just falling in the same area, and to just deal with the root problem and move through that. So that's pretty much all I had. I hope it could be a challenge to you. Once I wrote it all down, I was like, I don't really know how this puts people's minds towards worship, but I hope it can serve to do that this morning. And let's pray.